And now this is a dictation for Randy Lutz, L-U-T-E-S, June 1854, address as a letter, Angela Jensen, NP, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, follow up for Mr. Lutz, who has advanced renal failure, advanced kidney disease, as well as liver problems, liver cirrhosis. Last visit in June, fatigue, sleepy, multiple bruises, off and on bleeding nose, recent dental infection, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decrease in urination, cloudiness, or blood, has frequency urgency nocturia on diuretics, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, apparently an episode of pancreatitis back in June, follows University of Michigan for liver cirrhosis. Is my understanding EGD colonoscopy? Our plan, other review system is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight the Xarelto, Onlopressor, Olmesartan, Aldactone, and Lasix. Norvasc was discontinued, Glipizide is also off. Next paragraph, present weight 275, blood pressure by nurse 166.88. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, there is ascites, plus minus tympanic, no peritoneal signs. There is also overweight, obesity, 4 plus edema with skin hypertrophic, alert orientation 3, non-focal, no asterixis. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 31, stage 3B, minor low sodium, normal potassium acid base, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, there is pain, cytopenia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy. Present potassium acid base is stable. The low sodium is multifactorial, including kidney liver disease, poor nutrition from liver disease, pain, cytopenia, liver disease, no active bleeding, remains anticoagulated, tolerating ARB, olmesartan, as well as Lasix and Aldactone. Underlying atrial fibrillation, although today appears regular, by definition, she has cardiorenal syndrome type 1, given the presence of ascites that has not been controlled with diuretics. Continue to monitor, enter dictation,